T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, actress Annette Bening plays the senator. What did Feinstein say about her portrayal?
Well, she was flattered, and she gave it 2 thumbs up, not only for the portrayal, which she thought was pretty good to have landed Annette Bening as her double, but also for the content. This is a story that needs to be told, should be told, should be reminded of. It's not going to do any buffo at the box office. It's not going to beat out the Terminator or the Joker or any of the movies out there. But it does bring to mind back a portion of our history. We're talking about what was referred to as enhanced interrogation of terror suspects in the wake of 9/11. And the Feinstein staffer did indeed go through millions of documents, classified and declassified over years and years when she was the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and basically found out that it was going on. It was going on outside the country by agents of the CIA, and that the CIA did not tell the President Bush or the Bush administration what it was doing, and that in the end, it proved that the interrogation techniques really didn't work that well.
Is the staffer still working with Senator Feinstein?
I don't know that for sure. I believe he moved on. I can't say for sure, but he is definitely going to be known after this movie. You know, Jeff, the part of this film is about how Washington really works. And you have inside and you have outside. And this was a conflict between the inside and the outside. The inside is the CIA and other intelligence groups, or the military and other groups like that, that have sort of a cocoon around them. And sometimes they don't tell the other people what they're doing. And sometimes I suspect that the administrations don't want to hear it either, because once they hear it, they're responsible for it. But in this case, the Bush administration didn't know about it, although they defended the actions of the CIA after it came out. Even the Obama administration, which is also portrayed in this movie, was opposed to the release of the report, saying that it could lead to trouble around the world, especially in Arab countries where riots could break out and the embassies could be in danger. But Feinstein, in the final days before she was going to stop being chair of that committee, did in fact take it upon herself to release it. And it made history, and the embarrassment that it came out was severe, but it did not lead to riots. But it did teach us again that democracy does work when information is allowed out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.